This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With former prosecutor and guest Lori Gilbertson.
The defense team already concerned about tainted juries, making many comments and complaints about how potential jury pools have already heard too much and know too much about Brian Koberger. Now with this slowing down, does that potentially taint more, or does dragging this out also help the defense where as time moves on, you know, memories sometimes get a little bit softer?
It's interesting here because the defense, I believe, were the side that asked for the gag order here, that asked for there not to be anything coming out from either side or even the victims' families, which was unusual about the case. So that would really lead to not at all tainting the jury pool. And to your question, yeah, you know, with time, things tend to die down a bit in the public's mind. Other things happen. The case isn't necessarily in the news quite as much. I don't think that concerns from the defense regarding a tainted jury pool are really that valid here. Mm-hmm. The court has taken lots of precautions, including that gag order, to be sure that doesn't happen. So it's not really a reason to continue to delay. And I don't think their concerns are very well founded.
What about tainting a jury with expert witnesses that aren't so much experts? Obviously, there's no jury there yet. But obviously, anyone in Moscow, Idaho is paying attention to this. And anything that comes out of that courtroom, if it's somebody on the stand, there's a certain weight that's held to it, especially for people who maybe aren't paying attention to this as closely as most of us are, which is most of the general public. You see somebody, oh, they're an expert, they're an expert. But when you look at some of the folks, specifically, and I'm sure they're all lovely people who they called up during the hearing the other day. I'm not trying to attack their character. I'm just more so pointing out how expert are they? Gabriela Vargas, one of them, the purple-haired self-taught genealogist who began working on cases just in 2018. So 2 years before COVID, she was deciding this is where I want to go. Runs her own carpentry business as a side hustle, or maybe that's the main hustle. Maybe the DNA thing is the side. I don't know. And she has a pet cockatoo. In insinuations, this is just from her bio. I'm not even making any of this up.
Yep.
Insinuation. And then the FBI visited her as well after she gave the testimony the other day. We don't know why, but the FBI paid her a visit. Should there be stricter rules on who's getting up on the stand and claiming to be an expert? I know the judge has to ultimately approve this. And I believe, does not the prosecution have to be in all agreement that this is an expert that they can present?
Ultimately, as we've kind of gotten the sense of today in our discussion, the judge is in charge here.
Yeah.
So the prosecution, you know, the defense can call someone and say that they are trying to present her. And boy, is she interesting. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up the way it comes out.
It's here. Like she came out of a Happy Meal.
Oh my gosh. It's insane. It really, it's a little crazy, but it does keep it interesting and gives us something more to talk about.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way it works with expert testimony is that the defense presents someone as an expert and maybe say they are a genealogy expert or they're a DNA expert or they're an expert of ballistics.
Yeah.
The defense or the prosecution would present that witness. They would qualify them. And the way you do that is by going through their work experience, their education, whether they have published papers, whether they have in their peer group that have been reviewed, whether they have taught before, what their expertise really goes to, how specific it is, and really what backs it up. And after doing that, and that's called qualifying an expert, they then, the defense or the prosecution, the other side, has an opportunity to cross-examine on those things. You know, what school did they go to? Did they get a good education there? Did they really focus on these things? Did they have the years of experience necessary to give the jury an expert opinion that is going to be credible and relevant that they can rely on? And that goes to the crux of it. And so after all of this, the judge gets to make a determination. Yes, this person, I will deem them an expert. It just means they know, generally, they have the background and the experience. They are able to offer an opinion to the jury that the jury can then consider that will be relevant, that will be credible, and that is based on all of their knowledge and experience. And the judge makes that determination. And then the person can be asked about everything, you know, say that goes to DNA, and they can be asked hypothetical questions and they can be asked to give their expert opinion in this case. For example, in DNA, the expert opinion, yes, this is a DNA match. In ballistics, yes, this bullet matches this gun and this is why. And that's what's important about an expert opinion. And, but like you said, you know, that word expert gives some weight to it.
Yeah.
And although legally an expert opinion has no greater weight as evidence than a layperson or say someone like the pink-haired woman getting on, you know, talking about whatever,
it,
whether she's deemed an expert or not, the evidence has the same weight. But calling someone an expert in kind of lay terms tends to kind of give the public that idea. So can that taint the jury pool? In my opinion, it kind of doesn't taint it too well for the person calling her as an expert.
I think it all depends on how much the person is paying attention. Because if you're not paying attention and you're hearing an expert say certain things that may be completely out there, you're going to think, oh, they're an expert. Maybe they know more than I do. If you're paying attention, though, and you realize this person is saying crazy things that are not accurate, but they're called an expert, then you can, you know, cipher through that. But most people don't go that far.
Right. I mean, look, there are a lot of armchair analysts out there, you know, looking at this and thinking about things and talking about things without necessarily the evidence to back it up or really the frame of reference to know, kind of like I was just explaining of what it really means to be deemed an expert legally. And the thing is that when a jury is ultimately selected in this case, they will be instructed about all of this, and the judge will be able to let them know exactly what they need to decide, what it means if someone is called an expert, what it means if someone is denied being called an expert and given that name. So that's something that, regardless of what people may or may not hear outside the courtroom, when they get in there, these are the instructions they will get. And a jury will get that very clearly. So that's something that will need to probably be brought up when there's jury selection, ultimately, in this case, if all of this continues kind of getting out into the public, and it seems like it might be having some sort of impact on what people might be thinking.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.